Article 62. Joint operations of supervisory authorities. 4. Where, in accordance with paragraph 1, staff of a seconding supervisory authority operate in another member state, the member state of the host supervisory authority shall assume responsibility for their actions, including liability, for any damage caused by them during their operations, in accordance with the law of the member state in whose territory they are operating. 5. The member state in whose territory the damage was caused shall make good such damage under the conditions applicable to damage caused by its own staff. The member state of the seconding supervisory authority whose staff has caused damage to any person in the territory of another member state shall reimburse that other member state in full any sums it has paid to the persons entitled on their behalf. 6. Without prejudice to the exercise of its rights vis-à-vis third parties and with the exception of paragraph 5, each member state shall refrain, in the case provided for in paragraph 1, from requesting reimbursement from another member state in relation to damage referred to in paragraph 4. 7. Where a joint operation is intended and a supervisory authority does not, within 1 month, comply with the obligation laid down in the second sentence of paragraph 2 of this article, the other supervisory authorities may adopt a provisional measure on the territory of its member state in accordance with Article 55. In that case, the urgent need to act under Article 66(1) shall be presumed to be met and require an opinion or an urgent binding decision from the board pursuant to Article 66(2).